We were holding Daf Samaches on Aleph on top. Again, the Torah was that Mitzor Shloi Hitartoloi Eloi De Kituf Ibzachu. Again, we have a theorem of Yehuda that Yehuda in our Mishnah says it was brought to Chachomim that the Chom let them cut down the Chodosh before they brought the Yomer, and they're not afraid to come to eat from it. I, by B'dikas Chomis, it says if Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to make a B'dikas Chomis after it becomes as money Isser. After Chatzos and Erev Pesach, he can't make a B'dikas Chomis because we're afraid you may come to eat from it. So what's the theorem? So the answer was that Rabbi N said that Chodosh is different. That Mitev Shlohi Tartaloi Elade Kituf, that the only way you're allowed to cut down the barley or the wheat before they brought the Minchas Omer, the only way you can cut down the Chodosh is with the Chidush, with the Shinui. You have to cut it down with your hands. You're not allowed to use a knife. If so, Zachahu, that people will remember that it's still a Nisa Chodosh, and we're not allowed to eat from this crop until they bring the Minchas Omer. Mashenka Mavadikas Chametz, there's no Shinuyim there. They were afraid maybe you'll find some Chametz B'Shas Tadika, and you may come to eat from it. So Moshe Omalei Abaye says back, Tainach Ktsira, that's very good B'Shas Ktsira. And Echnami B'Shas, you cut down the Chodosh, you can only cut it down with a Shinui. You're not allowed to cut it down with a knife, okay. But Tchina, after you cut down the barley or the wheat, Tchina, then you have to grind it. The Hakoda, you have to sift it. Michael Lemon, what can you say there? Why isn't there a Gzeira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you should not be Isaac in grinding or sifting Chodosh, the new crop that grew that year before they brought the Omer, since there's an Issa Midiraisa to eat from it, why isn't there a Gzeira if you come to sift or grind it, you may come to eat from it? So Moses says, Hola Kasha, Tana Kasha, the same thing. Tchino, that you're allowed to grind it, I'll tell you, Berechaya Diyoda, it's only a handmill that you could use. You cannot use a regular grinder that's run by water, but rather it has to be run by your hand. You have to move it. So since there's a hecker involved, there's a shinui, you'll come to remember that you're not allowed to eat from the Chodesh. And Hakoda, even when you come to sift from it, also, Agade Napa, you're only allowed to use the back of a sieve. You're not allowed to use the sieve itself. It has to be done with a shinui. So since here also you have to do with a shinui, you remember that it's Chodesh and you will not come to eat from it. Now the Gemara is though, but Beis HaShalchin, what are you going to say about if it comes from an irrigated field? Beis HaShalchin is irrigated, you have to water it yourself. Sheba Mokim in the valley, that there you're allowed to cut it down. There's no issa cutting down the Chodesh. You're allowed to cut it down even with a knife. If so, what can you say about that? Why isn't there a Xeron that may be comfy from it? Again, the Gemara's question, Beis HaShalchin, Dishaya Katsira, by an irrigated field, since by an irrigated field you're not allowed to cut down from there the Omer anyway, it can be brought from a place that needs irrigation. So that place you're allowed to make a Katsira before the Omer. And so since you're allowed to cut it down with a knife, it's none like we learned. Learn a Gemara later that says, Kotsrin Beis HaShalchin, Shebamokin, you are allowed to cut down the wheat or the barley in the irrigated field. Avoloi Goichin, you should know how to stack it up. Avoloi Goichin. If so, Michael Amen, what can you say about there? How come there we say you're allowed to cut it down normally, so why isn't there the Xera that maybe you come to eat from it? Rashi says two reasons here. That the reason why you're allowed to cut down from the irrigated field is the Chiv when the saw the Yevesha, by itself it's a dried up field. So if you leave it there too long, it may not grow well. So if I go to Ibu, you're allowed to cut it down before. Well, since the Omer does not come from these type of fields, like we'll learn later, therefore there's no Issak Tzira to cut it down before the Omer. Therefore, in an irrigated field, like needs water, you're allowed to cut down before the Omer, the regular manner. So, how could you understand the Mishnah? That it was done brought to Chachamim, weren't you afraid maybe they'll come to eat from it? So we answer like this. Ela rather Amr Abaye Abaye says like this. Chodosh bodil minei. That Chodesh means a new crop that's grown that year, you're used to knowing that it's also. Like you know you're not allowed to eat Chodesh until the second day of Pesach, until they bring the Minchas Omer. Before that, you're used to it, that is an Issa Chodesh. Therefore, even though you're working with the crop and getting it ready to be used right after Tes Zayim and Nisan, there's no Gzer, though you come to eat from it, because you're used to the Issa. Therefore, Chodesh called Bedilimine. People stay away from it anyway. Mashenken chometz on Pesach, like loibodim v'nayidin, you're not used to staying away from it. The whole year, right before that, you're allowed to eat chometz. So you're used to eating chometz. So here, Rabbi Yehuda makes exactly, if you come to make a bedikas chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we're afraid that since you're used to eating it the whole time, maybe you continue eating the chometz. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda makes exactly only on chometz not to make the bedika. On Chodesh, there's no gzera. Omer Rabba says like this, let's see. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. So for Yoni, it's a stereo so far, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. But Luchur, the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon like Kasha, like why don't you ask a question on the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon over there, Badika's Chametz, do not make any gzera. Here they say you are allowed to make a Badika, and we're not afraid you may come to eat from it. So how come here by the Ksira Saima, by the cutting down the Chodesh, they with Rabbeinu here, of course, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, he was machli, he made gzera that you should not be Isaac in the Chodesh before it's mutig, because you may come to eat from it. So it says like this. El around the Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha Kvashanina. We just answered you right. The terrorist of Rabbi Yehuda is that by Chodesh it's Bodomunei, and by Chomesh it's like Bodomunei. And the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon like Kasha, there's no Kasha in the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon either. I'll tell you like this, the Rabbanon Svar is that by Chometz we're not afraid you come to eat from it, because who adds my machzer all of the sarfoy, mechal ochemenei. The whole purpose of Bedikas Chometz is that maybe you have Chometz in your Rishus on Pesach, and you're going to burn it. You don't want to be over Lav. You don't want to be over Nisr Asay. So therefore you're going to go to burn it. So therefore we're not afraid you're going to go to eat it if you're Isaac and burning it. Mashenken over here by the Chodesh, you're not Isaac and burning it. Adarabah. Yosef is preparing this new wheat that you're going to use right after the Yomer. So we're afraid if you're going to be Yosef with it before they brought the Yomer, you may come to eat from it then. Rav Ashi says, Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. There's no thing on Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you, Kemach Kol Itinan. That is says in the Mishnah they prepared. The flour, they prepared it means roasted flour. Now roasted flour is not Roy Lachila. Rashi says, the Ein Ruyin Lachila. It's not like our flour. It's roasted flour. It's in the siyabish. You can't use it the way it is right now. Therefore, there's no gzer you may come to eat from it. But the Gemara says, Hod Rav Hashi, this Rav Hashi's teretz, Berusi, it's wrong. It's not right. Why? Because Tainach Miklu Vielach. True, after they roasted the wheat, then it's not edible right now. So true, after it's dried out, you can't eat it yet until you make it into a flour, into a dough. True. But at Koli Michael Amema, but before they roasted it, when you cut down the fresh wheat that's edible, then you could eat the kernels. So why are we afraid, Bishas, they cut down the wheat, maybe they'll come to eat from it. The Chit Tehman, maybe you come to him, simply Hochiname de Kituf. That means to say that you're only allowed to cut down the Chodosh with the Shinui, with your hands, not with a knife, so you'll come to remember not to eat from it. Well, could the Rabbi, want to answer before? But still, on that we ask the question, but by an irrigated field that's dried by itself. So from that field, you do not bring the oimer from anyway. So that field, there's no issue to cut it down with a knife. Michael Amen, what can you say? Why is the mutter over there? Why isn't the gzera? You may come to eat from it. Ella, what you have to say is, Hod Ravashi Brusi. Ravashi's Allah is a mistake. And that's not a good teretz. Rather, we have to answer the other truth to him. We just got finished saying. Now the Mishnah says, Mishakorach Oimer, after the Kahanim brought the Minchas Oimer on the second day of Pesach, Esuta Chodesh Miyad. Right away you're allowed to eat Chodesh, you're allowed to eat from the new crop that was grown that year. What's going to be though, Horachaykim, the people that are far away from Yerushalayim? They live in Eretz Yisrael, they have an Issa Chodesh, so they did not know exactly when the Yomer was brought. Is Mutor Mechatzais Yom V'Ulahalam? After Chatzais Hayom of the second day of Pesach, they're allowed to eat the Chodesh. They have a right to say that Chazaka for sure the Kanim already brought the Minchus Haimah by Chatzais Hayom. Now, Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, that now we do not bring the Minchus Haimah anymore. The question is now, like Bezman Azer, when is there a head to eat from Chodesh? So, Hiskin of Yechonim Ben Zak, of Yechonim Ben Zak, and Menetakono, we'll see in the Gemara what's real, the Kono, so the Raisa, we'll see in the Gemara. But it says Loshen of Hiskin that Shia Yom Haneif Kulu Yosa, that the whole 16th day of Nisan, the whole day should be Yosa. It should be Yosa teeth from the Chodesh until the next day. So Pashtis is a mashman, even though Midiraisa it's Mutter, but Midirabonah though we made Xerah which means the day that usually they would have brought them in Chasayimah, but now that they don't have the Beis Hamikdash, that whole day is also. Om Rav Yudah says back to Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai, V'aloi min ha-Torah also. It's not only the Konim of the Rabbanon, it's Midiraisa, that this man, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so the whole day is also. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Ad etzem ha-Yayim hazeh, until this day, and he dashens ad v'yad d'chlal, meaning to say, until the end of the 16th day of Nisan, it's also Tit Chodesh. Now the Mishnah explains, Mifnei maho rechoykim matoro mechassasi yom al-halon, how come the Mishnah said before that Bezman they had the Beis Hamikdash? Just the people living far away from Yerushalayim, how come they're allowed to eat the Chodesh after Chatzos HaYom? And the answer is, Bifnei Shem Yodim, because they have a right to say for sure, like they know for sure, Shein Bezlam Mitzatzlam Boy, Bezlam is not lazy, they did not take the time, and for sure, by Chatzos HaYom, the Yom was brought already. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel Diyar Metavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, that Bezman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman, we had the Beis HaMikdash, Oymer Matir, the Yomer is Matir, it means the Shastah brought the Minchas Oymer, from then on it's Mutatit Chodesh. But Bezman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, like Bezman is there, Heyem Mizrach Matir, as soon as the day break starts, on the 16th day, it's Mutta, not like our Mishnah. They hold both, it's Mutta Midiraisa, from the beginning of the day. My time, what's the reason? Because Trey Kroy Ksiv, there are two psukim that are says to one another. Ksiv, one postik says, Ad Yoim Haviyachem, until you bring it. Mashmas told him, bring in the Yoimer. Or Ksiv, another postik says, Ad Etzem Yoim Ezeh, until the beginning of this day. And they don't hold from Ad Viyad Bechlal, means until the day, until the beginning of the day. If so, okay, so how does it come out of two psukim? Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash, then there's an Issa Chodesh, until they brought the Yoimer. But as soon as they brought the Yoimer, then it's Mutter. And Khan, the second person, is Mashm Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, Khan Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Then it's Mutter Tidit from the beginning of the day. That's the way Rav and Shmuel both darshin. However, Rav Yechonon v'Resh Lakish Yom HaTavayu, both Rav Yechonon v'Resh Lakish say that Afilu Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, even when the Beis HaMikdash was here, still, Heye Mizrach Matir. They held, no, it's not totally in bringing the Yomer, but rather the beginning of the day, of the 16th day, that's when it's Mutatit Chodesh. I will see the Pasuk says, Ad HaViyechem, until you bring the Yomer, which is Mashm, before you bring the Minchas Hayim Mitzasa. Smur says, that's only the Mitzvah. Like Lechatchil the Mitzvah is supposed to wait to eat the Chodesh, until after they brought the Minchas Hayim. But really, Midirais, it's Mutatit it right away at the beginning of the day. Sigmarias, I says in the Mishnah, Mishakor of Oimer, Hutta Chodesh Miyad. So Mishnah's Mashmano, that's only Mutta Tita Chodesh after they brought the Minchas Oimer, not before. So again, the Gemara says that's only Lemitzvah. Lemitzvah is supposed to wait until they brought the Minchas Oimer. But really, Midirais, it's Mutta right away at the beginning of the day. For the Gemara, I still says, Oimer Hoyamata be Medina, Oshte Alechem be Migdish, still brought down, we'll learn that the Oimer is matir to eat chodesh by Medina outside the Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Oshtei Alechem HaMikdash, the first korban of chodesh that was brought on the Mizbeach was Oshtei Alechem. So, Lechur, you see also that it's totally in bringing the Oimer. Before that, you're not allowed to eat the chodesh by Medina. Someone again says, no, it's only the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to wait.